Jamaica Made.
Stories of Jamaican innovation and enterprise.
Jamaica Made.
Showcasing Jamaican companies and individuals making a difference at home and abroad.
My dream. At the top of every or nearly every prospective bride's list is the perfect wedding dress. On this week's Jamaica Made, we tell you how this local company is making the dream of the perfect wedding dress come true for many a bride. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Meet Keisha Allen, creative director of House of Clay. She says she's always loved fashion, recalling from an early age she would make dresses for her dolls. But her decision to pursue fashion as a career and to start a business came in high school after she realized that she wasn't going to become a pediatrician after all.
By the time I got to ninth grade, when you know you're supposed to choose your subjects, I realized that the sciences and I had a love-hate relationship. So I was like, this is not going to work out. So it kind of hit me that, hey, you're good with your hands. And from that, I started pursuing fashion designing full on.
After completing her studies, she got a job offer to work at a bridal boutique. While working there, she developed a love for designing wedding dresses.
What I fell in love with while I was at the boutique was just when a bride found her perfect dress, how she just lit up and she was so happy, and it was just so contagious. And I just wanted to be a part of that process, and I found that it was very fulfilling. And then over time, it just became like a really great passion, to the point where I just couldn't see myself in any other category.
Her passion grew so strong that she eventually decided to launch out on her own, opening House of Clay Fashions. The name Clay came about after seeing an acronym, but she redefined it to match her Christian values.
I've always loved that scripture in Jeremiah 18 about the potter working on the lump of clay, and he wanted to mold it into whatever masterpiece, and God was saying, can I not do with you, Israel? And so I thought about it and I thought, hey, that's exactly what I do with fabric. Take something that looks like nothing and make something three-dimensional and amazing from it.
Lack of working capital was a challenge House of Clay faced early on. But with the support of family, Mrs. Allen was able to pull through.
When I started, we really just bootstrapped whatever money came in. That's what we used to build the business. That has been one of the biggest challenges, and it has not gotten easier in terms of access to funding. We find that owning a business in Jamaica, the infrastructure is not there for small businesses to thrive easily. We've worked through that as a team, and it makes it easier when you have somebody there to support and bounce things off.
Another challenge was expanding production. This is because the level of detail and skill required to make her dresses is hard to find. She and her team solved this problem by offering internships and training persons before hiring full-time staff.
By probably the first week, you'll know whether or not, because we've had people pass through, but when you find that a dress takes 2 weeks to do and you've been working on the same thing for 3 days, not a lot of people have the patience and the drive for that. So you see the discouragement, and they will even tell you, hey, I don't think this is for me. I want to be ready for you.
Mrs. Allen says consistency, support, and persistence played a key role in the growth of her business. She now has her sights set on growing her brand of bridal wear to the point of international acclaim.
My dream is to put Clay on the map for fashion, bridal, you name it. You know, you always see these fashion houses from Italy, and you see Chanel, and under it is the Paris. I hope that one day we'll see Clay with Jamaica under it.
Keisha Allen, creative director of House of Clay. For more information, call 884-8817 or 513-5818. Or check out House of Clay on Facebook and Instagram at House of Clay JA.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.